This is Our Turn to Carve Windows, a Star Wars Clone Wars era fanfic written by Not Quite a Ghost and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Cody-Obi-Wan, with additional tags for established relationship, non-binary character, alien culture. Author thinks too much about the sociological implications of the scope of the Republic. If you're trans and also a nerd, then boy do I have a fic for you! Pronouns. Author's notes. In this fic, Obi-Wan is non-binary and uses neutral pronouns. This fic is entirely about gender, culture, and how there are always norms and always people who go against them. If you're making a face at non-binary, then my dude, close this tab. You are not this fic's intended audience. Additional explanation of some of the world-building stuff in the endnotes. I have a lot of feelings about space gender. This story is part two of the There Is an Ocean in My Soul series. The first time Kenobi had made Cody tea after a battle, Zed claimed to have made a full pot on autopilot. I'm having trouble adjusting to no longer having a Padawan, I'm afraid. He likes this particular blend far more than I do. And had practically forced Cody to drink it. For a given value of forced. Cody knew what Kenobi was doing, of course. He isn't an idiot. But he still let himself sit in Kenobi's quarters on the Negotiator. Not nearly as fancy as AI-ed gossip would lead you to believe. And drank strange fruit tea while Kenobi gently coaxed him into the most informal debrief possibly any trooper in the Gar has ever had. And, okay, so it wasn't all that bad. So maybe Kenobi had some sixth sense for Cody's tea preferences. Maybe he'd rather debrief in stuttered bursts as he sorted through his thoughts and the conversation jumped between the op and the latest temple gossip. Maybe he would have walked barefoot over a bed of vibroblades if afterwards he got to spend time with Kenobi. Maybe he is an idiot. But still, it wasn't something he needed to encourage. For those exact reasons, even. The more time he spent alone with Kenobi, the harder resisting the urge to lean over and press their lips together became. General Kenobi, however, is something of a force of nature once he wants something, and no matter how much Cody protested, he inevitably found himself in Kenobi's quarters, with tea, or calf, or on one memorable occasion, Alderaanian wine. In hindsight, the wine was either the worst idea they've ever had, or the best. Obi-Wan drunk on wine is affectionate, impulsive, and even more of a flirt than Zee is sober. The resulting drunken makeouts could have irreparably ruined their working relationship. Could have, but didn't. Cody has Jedi wrangling down to an art by this point. Obi-Wan got 5 words into her halting, hungover explanation of why this won't work before Cody kissed her again. When they pulled apart, Cody explained that if Obi-Wan genuinely doesn't want this, then that's fine. But in his opinion, they're at Criffin War, and they should take the good wherever they can get it. Obi-Wan, lips kiss red and cheeks flushed pink, conceded the point. And as time went on, the hours he spent with Obi-Wan became less and less focused on the immediate aftermath of the latest op, or the plan for the next one, the troops, the war at all, until Cody was knocking on Obi-Wan's door of his own accord. Because if he didn't rant to someone about the latest episode of the holodrama Waxard got them all hooked on, then he was going to explode. Ah, Cody, Obi-Wan says as he opens the door, smiling at him warmly. Zee is already stripped out of your clothes, wearing only the long and loose undertunic Zee favors for sleep, and the sight of you pulls hard at Cody's chest.
I brought more of those biscuit things.
If this is a ploy to get me to eat, I'll have you know I had 2 ration packs not 3 hours ago.
What? A guy can't just do something nice for his partner?
Obi-Wan raises an eyebrow at Cody as he settles cross-legged on your couch, Cody sitting beside you.
It would certainly be a first. Guess I'm eating all these biscuit things by myself, then.
The evening passes slowly, leisurely. They curl up on the tiny couch, entwining limbs with practiced ease, and take turns rambling out their holodrama theories as they eat their way through the biscuit things. Obi-Wan had been several episodes ahead of Cody, having had the more recent stint of medical leave of the two of them, and Cody has just caught up thanks to a particularly long hyperspace trip.
Thank the Force for holodramas, because the 212th only ever gets sent to the farthest reaches of the Outer Rim.
It's when they're discussing the latest episode's contribution to the ongoing Jayla is nervous and closeted subplot that Obi-Wan gets tense.
It doesn't take a genius to work out why. Jayla is the entire reason Obi-Wan started the show. While the galaxy has no shortage of holos involving Narva's characters, there's still a bias. And Jayla's narrative, not realizing their gender until adolescence, being a species with no biological basis for their gender, general self-esteem issues, strikes rather close to home for his Jedi.
You alright? They should just... Obi-Wan blinks, confusion clear on your face.
Oh, yes, I'm fine. Okay, Cody says agreeably. But you're not, though.
What? No, I'm perfectly fine. Cody frowns.
There's hardly a need to look at me like that. I'm fine, it's nothing. Cody frowns harder.
And Obi-Wan winces, and finally stops skirting round the issue.
It's just... the scene where Jayla looks up pronouns... It stirred up some things. What sort of things?
Cody, please, it's really not important.
If I've learned anything since I left Kamino, Cody says, giving Obi-Wan an unimpressed look. Is that a Jedi saying something isn't important is a surefire sign it's of the greatest criffing importance.
Obi-Wan sighs.
You're not going to let this go, are you? It's bothering you, so no, I'm not.
Cody pulls his Jedi closer, letting her rest her head on his shoulder and resting a hand on your hip.
Did someone say something? Do I need to have another talk?
No, nothing like that. Just... you know Basic has more than one set of neutral pronouns?
Basic has more than one set of every pronoun you could think of. Basic has a pronoun problem.
A small grin flashes briefly across Obi-Wan's face before being replaced by hesitancy as he picks your next words carefully. When I first discussed gender with Qui-Gon, he was quick to suggest alternative pronouns. It's the easiest thing to change, and naturally he was very eager to make me more comfortable in whatever way he could. We tried they-them first, but... Obi-Wan wrinkles your nose. I couldn't work out the appeal.
That's your Coruscant upbringing talking, Cody teases. They're more natural if you grow up knowing more than one person who uses them.
Yes, the temple is sheltered and terrible. I was deprived a decent childhood, etc., etc. As I was saying, they-them didn't fit. And so then we... Qui-Gon made a list, and we worked through it.
Cody might be beginning to see where this is going.
And none of them fit, Obi-Wan says, with a deep resignation in her voice that makes Cody's chest ache. None of them felt right. None of them felt like me. And eventually I settled on Z here simply because they were common enough I wouldn't have to conjugate them for every other person I met.
Knowing his Jedi well enough to predict when the root cause of a problem is his self-esteem issues, banging heads with the galaxy's bigotry, is not that triumphant of a feeling. Mostly, Cody is angry.
You shouldn't have to settle, he points out. He's proud of how calm he keeps his voice.
I'm not, Obi-Wan starts, then visibly remembers it was here who used settled first.
Z sighs.
It's really not that important.
Mm-hmm. I sense Jedi bullshit.
Obi-Wan has no reply to that, which is telling enough.
You were working up to arguing you shouldn't care how you referred to it all, because it's vanity or selfishness or...
Cody waves a hand through the air.
Whatever. Don't try to tell me you weren't, and also don't actually do it, because I will punch you.
It speaks to how serious this conversation has become that Obi-Wan doesn't make her usual joke about the importance of nonviolent conflict resolution.
No one questions an asked Jedi's right to their pronouns, Cody continues, really warming to his theme now. So no one gets to question yours. If it were really a problem, then all Jedi would use the same pronoun. And there's a difference between avoiding vanity and stripping away every trace of individuality entirely.
Obi-Wan swallows and starts, voice shaking a not insignificant amount.
As a matter of fact, the degree of individuality any one Jedi should have is actually a greatly debated...
Shut the fuck up, Cody interrupts, but gently. Obi-Wan is one loud noise away from visibly trembling. We're not getting into philosophy right now, at all. But especially not a debate where you play devil's advocate out of some twisted sense of obligation. And also, need I remind you, I am a clone.
Obi-Wan lets out a long breath and says, voice still shaking.
Right. That's... You're right. My apologies.
Damn it all, but Cody's Jedi makes him want to hit things sometimes.
He lets out a long breath of his own and pulls her yet closer, pressing a kiss to her hair instead of starting another near argument about Obi-Wan's compulsion to apologize for things that are neither her fault nor requiring of apology. Anyway, you were saying something about the meta implications of Jayla's choice of pronouns?
So, Cody starts. 3 weeks and 2 conflicts with the Separatists with casualty rates high enough they're already being referred to as the Battle of Insert Location Here later. You know how Mandoa has only one singular pronoun set?
I'd hardly call a single word a set, Obi-Wan says, without looking up from your datapad. But he looks intrigued. They're in Obi-Wan's quarters on the Negotiator, which is currently hurtling through hyperspace in the general direction of the Outer Rim, and whatever trouble Skywalker and his troops have gotten into this time. There was a briefing, of course, but Cody hasn't slept in 3 days. He'll read it again when he has the energy to absorb the intel. He'd only just managed to get Obi-Wan off the bridge and starting toward your bed when they got the orders to change course. He's only really bringing up pronouns again to distract Obi-Wan from heading right back to the damn bridge. Well, might be worth a try. Obi-Wan tilts your head, brow creasing in a thoughtful frown. Are you suggesting I use Kaish as my pronoun? Cody shrugs. Obi-Wan mulls the idea over for several seconds, and then, predictably, starts pulling holes in it. Mandoa has a vastly different grammar to Basic. Basic is at least 8 different languages, Cody interjects, all with their own distinct grammar structures, dropped into a trash compactor and melded together with no rhyme or reason into one barely cohesive mess. Obi-Wan wrinkles her nose in that way that means Z knows Cody's right, but refuses to admit it. Kaish doesn't have a possessive form. Kaishes? Bikaish? Beish? Mandoa pronouns don't distinguish between subjective and objective. If you ask me, that's a ridiculous system anyway, Cody says with another shrug. Just use Kaish for both. Kaish hit Cody round the head. Cody was hit by Kaish. This took place in Beish rooms. This took place in Kaish's rooms? Kaish's sounds better. Obi-Wan doesn't reply, just stares at Cody for several seconds, mouthing what Cody would bet good liquor are other ways of conjugating this new pronoun set. And then a grin breaks out across her face, and he's closing the meager space between them, wrapping one hand around Cody's waist and the other through his hair, and pressing their lips together with great enthusiasm. Gods, but his Jedi can kiss! That means you like it, then? Cody asks, when he can bring himself to move away. As little as he wants to, they were in the middle of a conversation. Obi-Wan is still grinning. You made me a pronoun set. Well, I don't know if I'd put it like that, Cody starts, then abandons the pretense of arguing as Obi-Wan starts kissing along his jaw. Change my mind. Whatever you say, please don't stop. We won't arrive at the rendezvous point for another 8 hours, Obi-Wan says, words muffled somewhat by the kisses Kaish is still pressing into Cody's skin. And it seems we've no better way to occupy our time. You definitely just implied you'd rather be going over battle strategy, and I'd take offense, Cody pants out, voice already slightly breathy. Obi-Wan is now using Kaish's teeth. But honestly, you could confess to murdering every other member of the 212th right now, and I... Fuck! As long as you keep doing that, I wouldn't care. You made me a pronoun set, Obi-Wan says again, still grinning wide as anything. And then Kaish drops to Kaish's knees in front of him, and Cody lets out a long string of expletives before shoving his own hand between his teeth to keep the entire upper deck from knowing precisely how good Obi-Wan is with Kaish's tongue. The end. Author's notes. So, a lot of ground to cover here, kids. N-A with a little asterisk, B-H-A-I-S. Narvas. Is the in-universe equivalent for non-binary that I made up. It's not a direct equivalent, though, because the Star Wars galaxy doesn't have one overarching gender binary. A better definition would be identifying outside of the expected genders. In this AU, there's no real distinction between non-binary and trans. You're either AIST, AST, CIS, or NARVAS. Or you opt out of that labeling system entirely because you're from a smart place that doesn't assign gender at all. World building! I'm no linguist, but I cribbed then messily abbreviated words from Scottish Gaelic, because it's canon that Basic is a descendant of pidgin trade languages heavily influenced by Old Coruscanti, and what's the point in anything if I can't make Old Coruscanti Scottish Gaelic? K-A-Y-S-H is pronounced Kaish. K as in kill, A-I as in buy, Sh as in shake, all one syllable. If I ever write another fic in this verse post this one, I'll probably write it K-apostrophe-S-H. Just because grammatical conventions, aesthetics. That feeling when you drop letters to fit English conventions but follow the abbreviation scheme of Mandela. Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded as a treat for summer podfic summer sizzle 2022 for Flower Parish, because one of the first things on your Dear Podficker letter was neo-pronouns. And I saw that and I didn't even get the rest of the way through the letter because I was like, ha! Fucking yes! I know exactly what I want. And then it took me a solid 45 minutes to find this fic because I hadn't saved it in any place. And it's not actually tagged, like, in AO3 with the word pronouns. And all I could remember was something about Qui-Gon in the summary and pronouns. And searching Obi-Wan pronouns does not really help. So, anyway, it was a struggle. There's also one other story previous to this one in the series. It has not been podficked yet. I wanted to focus specifically on the thing that would meet exactly what you asked for. Thank you very much to Not Quite a Ghost for having blanket permission to podfic. Star Wars is a big galaxy with a lot of fun for gender, and I really enjoyed this take on it, especially... Look, I'm a caricature of myself, but you pulled the Mandoa in at the end and you came in clutch for me. Flower Parish, I hope you enjoyed this. Everyone else listening, I hope you also enjoyed some gender in your ears today. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day.